Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP. I'm John Ryan, your host, and we have Janet Entine with us, who's my co-host today. And we do have such an exciting segment coming up here. We have the Girl Scout Troop number 420 from Port Washington. With us today, we have Victoria, Mary Bella, Amanda, Isabella, and Cece. Am I saying that right?
Oh,
am I missing somebody?
I think Cece will be up next.
And Susanna. Thank you, Susanna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have everybody. And then we have Diana and Kristen. Kristen's outside. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you girls were very involved in a very special project. So who wants to go first and tell me about the project? Oh, first name, Mary Bella. What'd you guys do? First of all, say hello and tell me your name.
Hello. My name is Mary Bella.
Why are you here today?
The reason why I'm here today is I would like to be in radio.
Oh, that's why you came. Oh, this is like an audition.
Yeah.
Ah, do you sing?
No.
Oh, okay. See, I sing and Christina sings and Rebecca sings and so does Janet. We'll sing a song later. What do you want to tell us about today, then?
Well, I would like to tell you about
about a tree?
The survivor tree.
Okay.
About the survivor tree is we found, we came there and then we planted trees for,
okay.
So from the Twin Towers scrambling down,
okay.
But then they found one tree that was left.
Right.
They
nursed it up back?
They nursed it up back.
Okay.
And
you guys participated in planting it. You know what we're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move it around to everybody. So we're going to come to this side now. And this is, what's your name, honey?
My name is Katie.
Okay, Katie. Now, were you involved in this also?
No.
No? Oh.
Katie wasn't the, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Jump in, please.
I'm Diana, one of the co-leaders of this brownie troop. Not all the girls were able to participate in the actual planting of the survivor
okay.
tree, but we did other things leading up to that. We planted some other things. We participated in a special Earth Day function at the Port Library. And so I know that Katie was involved in some of the planting the flowers around the school. Right, Katie?
Yes, I was.
I know you. You know what the important thing, I think anybody listening, the Girl Scout troop is not one person. It's everybody working together and helping out. And obviously, everybody can't be at every program, but you're at some of the stuff. But you're always supporting your friends, right? Victoria? You agree what I just said?
Yes.
You all work together?
Uh-huh.
Now, what did you work on?
I helped with a survivor tree.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really help planting it.
Okay.
But we saw it planting, and then we started planting other trees.
Really?
Yeah. I forget what kind, I don't know what kind of tree it was.
That's fine.
But we planted about 10 trees, I think.
10?
Yeah.
Wow, you have to be tired. That's a lot of work. And you made it here today? Congratulations. Good for you. Now, Isabella, what's your role in all this?
When we were doing the survivor tree.
Okay.
We said a poem about a tree.
Okay.
And then we planted more trees.
Do you know the poem?
It's called Trees.
You want to read it?
Well,
oh, it's coming in the next segment,
yeah.
the poem. Okay, I'm sorry. You were supposed to tell me I'm out of line, Isabella, or something. I mean, just get in the plan here. Now we're going to shoot over to Susanna.
Okay.
What's your involvement?
We planted pansies in front of Salem School, and we also made, like, reuse, reduce, and recycle posters, and we hung them up in the library.
No, what school did you plant them at?
Salem.
Where is that?
Port Washington.
Okay. Was that a grammar school, a high school, or?
Elementary
school. An elementary school. That was very nice. And I'm sure it looks beautiful now. Yes? Katie, right?
The reason why we planted pansies is because that is our Girl Scout symbol.
Oh, is it? Okay, I didn't realize that. All Girl Scouts or just your troop?
Just our troop.
Okay, that's very nice. Victoria?
I think the pansy stands for friendship.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. And it comes in all different colors, right? And they're out right now. Purple and yellow, you see them all over.
We planted some purple ones.
You did purple ones? I like purple. That's a nice one. Isabella, were you involved in the plantings too?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, it's just pansies? Victoria, you can help out.
Yes, they were just pansies.
Now, who designs it? You set up a design or you have to do it the way the school tells you to do it?
We set up a design.
You did?
Yeah, we did.
Nice. You worked on it together, Diana?
Well, I'll tell you what had happened. All these different actions came about because we were working on a special journey patch series, which the girls have earned, called Tell a Story. And it's your story, tell it. And part of that, to earn these different badges, there's different cycles of responsibilities or actions you have to take.
Okay.
And the first one is hear a story. And while that does seem like an easy thing to do, the fact is that during the hero story, the girls had an assignment to listen for clues as to if there was a particular problem that they might be able to solve or advice that they might be able to give. And this idea is so that going forward, when they're in a conversation or they read something, they can kind of personalize that and say, ooh, this is something I can fix. This is something that I can do. So it's kind of at the basis of what a Girl Scout is, to be able to be aware of a problem that somebody might have or a community might have, okay, or a friend, and
like
be able to help.
To be important, right? Listening? You're, mm-hmm, you're reading it, you're hearing it, but it's listening to how you could help somebody.
Exactly. And then the next part of the badge is...
What was the story they read?
Oh, well, actually, we read a number of books
We
read a number of books about trees, but instead of just reading a story, we looked at pictures, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you guys want to tell what pictures we looked at that made us decide what we were going to do? Do you remember what they were?
Not all at once. Go ahead, Aunt Marybella.
They were about reusing, reducing, and recycling.
Very good.
The one I remember was an aerial photograph of Port Washington. Now you remember the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did we discover when we looked at aerial pictures of Port Washington from 10 years ago and now, current day? What clue did we find out?
We found out that most of our trees are getting cut down and nobody's planting them.
Right. We were able to see certain areas of our town where there weren't trees anymore. And what did you guys think when you discovered that?
We wanted to plant more trees, mm-hmm, and to replace the trees that got cut down.
That's right. And so the girls decided that that's the action they wanted to take for the next part of the badge, which is called Change a Story.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to tell me about Change Your Story? What did you decide next? Victoria?
Then we heard about the survivor tree, and we heard that Priscilla was helping there. So we decided to help out as well. So basically we just planted the survivor tree. We planted other trees and had some cookies.
Okay. I like that part of it. Now, how did you guys wind up getting that tree? That's a special tree.
Well, if I might introduce Priscilla von Ruschlaub, she happens to be my mother-in-law, so we have lots of conversations about what's going on, and I will let her take it from here.
I was in charge. I'm a trustee of Manor Haven.
Okay.
And so I was in charge of Arbor Day. And my committee man, Henry Young, called me one day and said, guess what? They are children of the survivor tree. And I said, what? Apparently, they picked up, uncovered all the rubble, they discovered this little stump with a few leaves on it.
Okay.
The firemen dug it up, took it to a nursery. It took them 3 years to get it back to health. And then after that, they began getting seeds from this tree and planting them. And these are the children of the survivor tree. There are only three that have been planted in the United States so far, and Manor Haven has one of them.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So we're pretty excited about that. And I was so excited when I found out that the girls were also very interested in trees. It was like a symbiotic event.
Right.
And I decided that not only would they watch the tree being planted, which, you know, is something you'll never forget, but that they could plant trees themselves. So they planted oak trees, they planted maple trees, and it was a wonderful day.
That's amazing to be part of. This is part of history that you're going to be telling your kids someday when you go to college even. This is a story you could tell when you put your applications in. To be involved in this is, and three of them, I mean, this is really a story of a lifetime. It's amazing. What we're going to have to do right now, we're going to take a break, okay? Everybody's listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're here with Troop 420 from Port Washington. Now, everybody here, when I say three, you have to say we'll be right back. One, two, three.
We'll be right back.
Okay.